This is TWiT.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, is defending its impersonation of a woman on Facebook. An exclusive by investigative reporter Chris Hamby on BuzzFeed found that the DEA created the fake account of a real person without her knowledge or permission. The agency used her real pictures, too, which they had taken from her seized cell phone when she was previously arrested. They also posted pictures of her son and niece. Chris Hamby joins us to talk about his exclusive. Welcome to you, Chris Hamby.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, what did the DEA use the woman's identity and fake Facebook account for?
It's not completely clear how this was used in the investigation, but they have acknowledged that they used it to send out a friend request to a fugitive and to accept friend requests from other people. And then other than that, they've only specified that it was used as part of a legitimate law enforcement investigation, as they characterize it.
How do they gain access to her phone and her photos for this operation?
So she was originally arrested and suspected of being part of this drug ring in upstate New York. And it actually turned out that she was in a relationship with the man who was, authorities believed, the head of this drug ring. She was not particularly involved. Her involvement was fairly minimal. And a judge later just sentenced her to probation. She was essentially a bit player in this whole thing. But during that arrest, they did seize her cell phone, and then they used that cell phone to create this Facebook page.
That is creepy, I got to tell you. So what did experts on privacy law tell you about this particular case?
They pretty much unanimously found it very disturbing. That it raises one of the key points here is the Justice Department's argument in their legal filings as to why they're allowed to do this, which is that she implicitly consented to allowing this Facebook page to be created by allowing the search of her phone, which the experts that I spoke to almost unanimously felt like that was a one said a dangerous expansion of the notion of consent. It really, taken to the extreme, think about all the stuff that we have on our smartphones now. I mean, if the government could use consent to search a phone to use anything on that phone for any purpose, that has potentially very far-reaching implications.
Now, what about her child's photo? Is that also involved here? And how are they trying to justify that?
So, yes, the agent, they've acknowledged that the agent did post a photo that included the woman's young son and her young niece. And they have not articulated a specific defense of that aside from the general defense of creating this page, which I just outlined. But this is being put forward by the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of New York.
Now, why is this story just now emerging? This is a few years old, isn't it? These events took place some time ago.
It is. So this page was actually created in 2010, and this might not have come to light had not the woman involved actually sued the DEA agent and the government in this case. And so then, of course, the government was forced to respond to this, and that's where they acknowledged doing this in court filings. There's no real indication of whether this was an isolated case or not, and the Department of Justice flatly refused to speak with me on that.
Chris Hamby is at BuzzFeed.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Chris D. Hamby. Thanks for joining us on Tech News Today, Chris.
Thanks for having me.